the first thing I thought about was, thank goodness 2019 is over. Whew. There was a lot that happened good, and there was a lot that didn't happen so good. So as we reflect on our goals and on the things we're trying to achieve, I hope you're still excited. I hope you're still motivated. And things happen. Things happen. Things can happen that get you discouraged. You know, you can lose your job. You can have people say things that just make you feel like you can't do what it is you set out to do. You're going to hear some no's. You're going to hear a lot of things. But I've got 11 ways to stay motivated to achieve your goals. And it's a lot of it's just revelation and just really looking at things that you're wanting to accomplish to stay dedicated to. So one of the things that I wanted to say is, now you know, if it's Thursday night at 8 o'clock and it's all about you time, you need a pad and you need a pen so you can write down these 11 ways to stay motivated and achieve your goals. So first of all, I'm always, you know, looking at myself and things that I'm wanting to achieve, and I'm always doing some research to find out, okay, how do I keep myself motivated to do the things that I said I wanted to do? And I promise you, it's a lot harder than you think sometimes. I'm typically a, you know, positive, motivated person, but sometimes you can get discouraged. Sometimes things just don't pan out the way they should pan out. You can get in your car, turn the key, and the car doesn't crank. Now, you didn't anticipate that happening, and you may not have the money to fix it. Things just happen. So here's some things to consider as you keep your goals in front of you. Number one, don't assume money will motivate you all the time. Now, money motivates some people, but far as all year long motivation, it may or may not sustain itself. So you need to have other things in place that motivate you, other pictures besides your goals that will keep you pushing, keep you grinding, keep you moving forward, keep you sacrificing things that you normally give way to. So my children are definitely motivation for me. Whenever it doesn't seem like I'm going to get my goals and money doesn't seem to be motivating to me, my kids do it. I have some wonderful kids, and I promise you, they are phenomenal. But for me, for them, I just want them to be proud of their mother. I want them to be able to see me set a goal and see me keep a goal in front of me and see me achieve the goal at the end. So it's one thing to you know, tell your kids to do good in school and to study. You know, are they seeing me study? Are they seeing me grind? Are they seeing me work hard even when I don't want to? When my stomach hurts and when things are happening, you know, that physically don't feel good at the time, do I give in to those physical ailments or do I push through? So make sure that you are, if money is not your motivator, that you know what your motivator is and you have a motivator one, a motivator two, and a motivator three. So when one don't work, you can rely on two. And when two give way, you got a third way to motivate yourself. So number one, don't always assume money is your motivator. Two, make sure that the goals that you have set are your goals. Now, what do I mean by that? You know, sometimes we'll have people in our lives that say, you should do this, or you should do that, and you should have this as a goal, and you should have that as a goal. But when you set your goals, did you really make sure that your goal was something you want? Because I promise you, if it's not really your goal, you're not going to do anything with it. You never will. It has to be something that is yours. It has to be something that means something to you to get done, to get accomplished. Everybody needs a master demonstration in their lives. And if your goal is too small, I don't know if you know it or not, but if your goal is too small, that's not going to motivate you either. You got to have a big enough goal that absolutely motivates you. that scares you, that actually makes you stretch, that has you do and say and be things that you wouldn't normally do, say, and be. So you got to make sure that those goals are stretching you. But most importantly, number two, make sure your goals are your goals. Number three, do you visualize the results that you want at least for 2 to 5 minutes every day? Now, let's break down visualization. It's not just closing your eyes wherever you are and just visualizing. It is actually getting in a quiet place, no cell phone on, literally turn your cell phone off, no radio. If it's light outside, that's fine, but if you can turn off the lights, it would be great. And visualize what your goal looks like at the end. What does it feel like? If you have a goal to do a 5K, what does that feel like if you're running and you cross the finish line at the time and you ran the time that you wanted to run that 5K? What does that feel like? You got to visualize it already being completed. So you got to do that every day. And you got to do that every day for 2 to 5 minutes. And number four, you got to kind of break the goal into small pieces, okay? I know that I have some goals set for myself, but I also need to break down what are the steps or the task or the cause or the things that it's going to take to get to that goal. And then write those down and set aside time every day to accomplish the task. Sometimes we set a goal, but we don't make time for the goal. Now, if you're busy like Ms. Sharon's busy, and I promise you, I am busy. I have a family, I have a job, I have a business, and I am involved in church. I am busy. If I don't put it in my work day or my, you know, put some time in my day, guess what? It's not going to get done. It is just not going to get done. Because the only thing that gets done is what I make time for. And you have to put the, if you have a book, say if you want to read a book a month. Well, if you don't put some reading time in your schedule, guess what? You're not going to read. So you have to make sure you put things in your schedule and visualize what you want. Number four, break those goals down into small pieces like we just said. Number five, you got to tap into other people's energy sometimes. Now, my question to you is, who is that for you? Who is a person you can call that can change your energy from negative to positive instantly? You need at least three folks like that. Write their names down and their telephone numbers so that you can call them at the drop of a hat. The minute you feel depressed, the minute you feel sad, the minute you feel lazy, the minute you feel like you don't want to do, call that person. You got to have people in your life that you can feed off of their energy. Number six, get organized. I promise you, a cluttered space is a cluttered mind. Get yourself organized. If you're not organized, you're not getting anything done. It's a fact. So you must get, and if you're not good at organization, you need to solicit help to get you organized. So make sure that you get rid of clutter, file the papers that are supposed to be filed, clean your closet, remove clothes out that you haven't worn in 10 years. Lord, I'm talking to myself, I promise you. Make sure you get organized. Also, number seven, keep the big picture in mind. If you have a goal to purchase a new home, do you have a picture of the home? If you have a goal to buy a new car, do you have a picture of the car? If you have a goal to take a trip, do you have a picture of that country or that city or that state that you're trying to go to? You got to make sure you keep the big picture in mind, because that is also what motivates you. If you can see what you're wanting in its fruition, then you're going to actually keep going after it. That's your carrot. You got to keep those in your car, at your job, and in your house. Yes, in your house, in your car, and at your job. Okay? All right, so number 8, don't worry about what you can't control. Uh-oh. Woo. All right, control freak over here. Don't worry about what you can't control. And most of the time, it's other people. You can't control what other people do or don't do. The only thing you can control is yourself. So why are you worried about what you can't control? Why are you trying to deal with what you cannot control? You're going to have to let that piece go and control what you can control. You can control what you say. So make sure you're not speaking hell over your life by saying, oh, I'm not going to get this goal, or I can't, or I don't see how this is. Don't talk like that. You got to change your conversation because that's what you have control over. You got to make sure you're hanging around positive people because that's what you have control over. You got to make sure that you do the things you have control over. And listen, you don't have control over other people. Don't worry about them. If they not acting right, ain't doing right, or not doing what they're supposed to be doing, guess what? You can't focus. You got to be a duck. Let it roll off your back. Keep it moving. Number 9, you got to see. You got to just make sure and seek out positive information. Make sure you're listening to positive YouTube videos. Make sure that you're reading positive books and positive information. Make sure that all the signs, like, you know, put up things around you that speak positiveness from your sight. You know, things that love, you know, laughter, giving, things, words that make you feel good just by reading it, looking at it, or having it in your presence. Just believe that you can have things around you that, but you got to seek out positive information. All right. Number 10, remind yourself why you even set the goal in the first place. Why you set your goal to lose weight? Are you unhealthy? Are you on pills that you're trying to get off of? Why did you set the goal in the first place? What is your why? What was the purpose for you even setting it? And keep that in front of you too, because that also can motivate you. And then last but not least, number 11, be consistent in scheduling time every day to focus on nothing but your goal. Schedule some time every day. Be consistent. Be persistent and be consistent. And schedule time to focus on nothing. You know, we some multitasking individuals since these cellular phones. I say cellular, but my grandma calls it cellular phone. And I'm going to talk like her, Gertrude. Cellular phones have caused us to be disconnected, has caused us to multitask and not listen, and has also caused us to pay attention to what's going on outside of yourself. So you're going to have to be consistent and actually schedule some time. Now, for some people that are morning people like me, I might need to schedule some time in the morning to focus on my goal. Or if you are an evening person and you got more energy in the evening, then you got to schedule 15 minutes, 20 minutes. I promise you, cinch by the inch, hard by the yard. Make sure you just schedule some time. Number 11, be consistent, but put some time in your day every day to focus on nothing but your goal. All right, so a quick recap. Number 1, don't assume money will motivate you all the time. You know, this is January. We got 11 more months to go. And depending on what mood you're in, money may not be your motivator. You got to have other things to motivate you. Number 2, make sure that your goals that you have set are your goals and not implied goals by other people who love you, who are around you, that you may be trying to impress or get their attention. Don't set goals like that because they don't last. They're very superficial. Number 3, visualize what you want every day, 2 to 5 minutes every day. Visualize the end result. Number 4, break down your goal into small pieces. Do not try to accomplish a goal without a plan. If you don't have a plan, you will fail. Did you hear me? If you don't have a detailed plan on how you're going to accomplish this goal, you will fail. So make sure you got a detailed plan. Tap into other people's energy and be around positive people. So when you're not positive and your energy is low, you got a source to tap into. You got to have some people you can call. Have some people you're going to hang around. But have some people that can help you keep your energy high and your mind positive when you want to go negative. Okay? Also, number 6, get organized. If you're not an organized person and you've been junky all your life, my mama can tell you I've been junky all my life. It takes work for me to get organized, to make sure things are where it's supposed to go. But the minute I do, I feel so much better. I love it when my house is clean. I love it when my dishes are washed. I love it when I can just come in and the house looks pristine. Oh my gosh, it brings such a joyous feeling to me. What I don't love is always having to do it myself. But when I do take the time to get organized, it saves me so much time. It gives me a wonderful feeling, and it allows me to be in a better place when it comes to getting other things done. So make sure that you get organized. And again, if you need help, source somebody who can help you. All right, number 7, keep the big picture in mind. Whatever your end big picture is, you may have to write it down, draw it, or if you can't find a picture of it, but make sure you can see it every day. And number 8, don't worry about what you can't control. Do not worry about it. I mean, just don't. Forget about it. Only do what you can control, which is you. Number 9, seek out positive information all the time. You know what? Turn the radio off. Turn the TV off. What are you listening to? What are you looking at on the computer? You gotta just guard your mind this year. Do something different this year that you've never done ever. Guard your mind. Turn the TV off. Turn the radio off. Trust me, when you go to work, everybody tell you what's going on. You ain't gonna miss nothing, I promise. Also, number 10, remind yourself of why you set the goal in the first place. Because there's gonna come some times and you're gonna say, well, I don't want that goal. I don't even know why I set it. But remind yourself why you set the goal, because it had to be important enough to you if you set it. So what's your why? And number 11, be consistent and schedule time every day to focus on nothing but the goal. I appreciate you guys so much. I wanted to let you know, when you have a spirit of serving, and you like to help people, you know, sometimes it gets hard because the people that you want to help don't want help. The people that you're wanting to serve don't want you to serve them. And why am I saying this? Because I want you to know that it is my goal as your life coach, as a person who is very concerned about your success and how you get there, and if I can help you get there. All I want you to know is there's someone cheering for you even when you're not cheering for you. There's someone praying for you even when you're not praying for you. There's someone that thinks about you even though I haven't called you, haven't texted you, haven't done it. I still think about you. I still want you to know you're on my mind, and I want you to know you're important. And if nobody else has told you in 2020 that you're important to the world, I want you to know you are. The reason why my business is called It's All About You, because it really is. You didn't come to the world not being important. You just didn't. You were important enough to get here. Now the question for you is, are you going to look at yourself as important to do something while you're here? So as we work together every Thursday at 8, and as you're taking some time out for you, I want you to think about all the things that I talked about tonight. And I am hoping, and I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, you have everything in you to get what you want done. It is already been given to you. Now it's just up to you to execute. Everybody's talking about 2020 vision, perfect vision. Well, you know what, Sharon, is 2020 perfect action. Because right now, action is all it takes. Show up in your life today and every day. Just show up. When you don't want to go to a meeting you're supposed to go to, go anyway. When you don't want to go to church that you know you should be at, go anyway. When you don't want to do something that you know you should do, just override your physicality and do it anyway. You can do it. I believe in you. And thank you for tuning in to It's All About You.